Morning. Today's daf is Masechet Tanis, daf Chaf Aleph. We were still on Chaf Amidbeis. Again, this is the Perek with lots of stories of Tzadikim from Vayesheni and the different events. So the last thing we had seen was that the Braisa said when we talk of needing to impose fasts because buildings are collapsing, that's only if it's an act of God that the buildings are collapsing. Strong buildings, buildings you don't expect to collapse are falling down. But if you have shaky buildings or buildings that you expect to fall down, they're falling, you don't make fasts, that's nature. So the Gemara said, what does that mean? Why repeat a shaky building, a building you expect to fall down? So the Gemara explains that you can have sometimes a building that's not shaky, that's going to fall naturally. Let's say it was built too high without a wide enough foundation. And sometimes you can have a building that's shaky, and even so, you don't expect it to fall down, like the story where there was this shaky wall, and Rav and Shmuel wouldn't walk underneath it, but it stood for 13 years, so it was shaky. No one's expecting it to fall down. And then one time, Rav and Shmuel came by this wall, and Shmuel said to Rav, let's walk around it. And Shmuel said, and Rav said, we don't have to this time, because here we have Rav Ada Bar Ahava. And since Rav Ada Bar Ahava is here, he has tremendous merits. We can walk next to this wall, and we're not worried that anything's going to happen to us, because we have this tremendous tzaddik who has great merits, and nothing's going to happen to him. So that's what we had gotten up to here in the middle of Chaf Amid Beis, by the small bays. Yom Achad, one day, Ikla Rav Ada Bar Ahava Lahasam, Rav Ada Bar Ahava got there. Amalei Shmuel L'Rav, Shmuel said to Rav, Nesimar, come master, Nekif, let's go around. Amalei said, Lo Tzrichna, I don't have to do that. Lo Tzrichna, we don't have to do that today. To Ikla Rav Ada Bar Ahava Ba'adan, we have Rav Ada Bar Ahava with us, enough is Shchusa, he has lots of merits. V'lo Mustafina, so we don't have to be afraid. So another story about the merits of Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Huna Havalei Ahu Cham Rav Ahu Beis Ari'iya. Rav Huna had wine in this shaky house. He wanted to take all the wine out before the house collapsed. Rav Ada Bar Ahava L'Hasam. So what did he do? He got Rav Ada Bar Ahava to go into that house. Mishchei B'Shmaiti, and he kept talking to him about questions of halacha. Adipani, until he cleared all the wine out. Busted Nafik after Rav Ada Bar Ahava walked out. Nafil Beisa, the house collapsed. Agash Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava realized Rav Huna was talking to me just because he wanted to keep me there, to keep the house up, because he knew my merit would keep the house up. But he was upset. Savrala, because he felt, Ki Adam Rav Yana, like what Rav Yana teaches, Lo'olam Al Yamud Adam Makam Sakana, a person should never stand in a place of danger, Yomer, and say, Osam Li Nes, they're going to do for me a miracle, I trust God. They're going to do a miracle for me. Shemein Osam Nes, maybe God's not going to do a miracle for him. Even if God does a miracle for him, so they take away from his merits. Rav Ada Bar Ahava felt by putting me into a dangerous place, you were taking away from my merits. I'm Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan said, my crow, what's the pasuk that says that you can lose merits? As it says with Yaakov Avinu, as Yaakov says, Katonti, I've become smaller, Mikala Chasadim, Mikala Emes, because of all the acts of kindness and truth that you did for me to sustain me with the dangerous Lavan. What are the great deeds of Rav Ada Bar Ahava for which we, you know, Rav and Shmuel relied on him, and for why Rav Huna relied on him. What are his great merits? Answer the Gemara, it's like what we taught. Shalu Talmidav, the Rav Ada Bar Ahava. The students asked Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Bameha Erachta Yamim, why did you merits have such a long life? Amalemi told them the following things. Number one, in my life, I never was upset in my home, never upset at my wife, never upset at my kids, never pretended to be upset to them. I never walked ahead of somebody greater than me. I never thought thoughts of Torah in a dirty place, in a dirty street. I never walked 4 amos, 6 feet, without saying Torah to myself or wearing tefillin. I never slept in the Beis Medrash, Loshinas Keva, not a permanent sleep, a long sleep, Loshinas Ari, nor a temporary sleep. I was never happy when my friend had a downfall. So I never called to my friend with his nickname. So some say with his family nickname, with, you know, a nickname based on his last name. Amalei Rav Raf from our papa. Rav said to Raf from the son of papa. Master should tell us some of the great things that Rav Huna used to do. Amalei, he said to him, Bian Kusei lo dechirna. I don't remember his great things when he was younger, but Sivusei, when he was elderly, dechirna, I remember it. Dechol yamo de'iva, every day that was cloudy. Havumafka maybe guhar kadadava. They would take him out in a golden chair. Yisir lo lekula masa. And he would go out and tour the entire city. Dechol ashit davere isa, and any wall that was shaky, havasasala, he would take it down so that the storm not knock it down. Now, if Shalamara, if the owner of that wall can afford rebuilding it, Banila, he'd let that owner rebuild it. But if the owner was poor and he couldn't afford to rebuild it, Banila Iumidi Day, he Rav Huna would pay for the rebuilding. Another great thing about Rav Huna, v'chalpani d'malei shabsa, every Friday, as the day is setting, as the day was leaving, have mishadash shluchu l'shuka, he would send an emissary to the market, v'chol yakadav apayish l'ginoi, and any vegetable that was left over to the gardeners that they haven't yet sold, as the market is closing on Friday, zavenle, he would buy it, v'shadalei l'nahar, and throw the vegetables into the river. So Gemara says, v'leisu l'aniyim, if he's buying all the leftover produce, why doesn't he just give it to the poor? The answer is in the samcha da'atayu. The poor then will rely. Oh, we'll get food from Ravada Barahab, from Rav Huna, and they're not going to come to try to buy for Shabbos. They're going to say, oh, Rav Huna's going to send us food. And then sometimes when there is no leftovers, they won't have any food and they won't have food for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, so still, if he's buying all this food, why is he throwing it out? Let him send it to the animals. Because some of this is another chumra of Rav Huna. He held Michael Adam and Machim lo behema. You can't give food of that is worthy for a person to an animal. Although this has been a class, why doesn't he not buy it at all? Again, this is all concern for Shabbos Kodesh. If he doesn't buy the leftover foods, then next week the farmers are going to bring less food to the market, and maybe they're not going to have enough, and there are going to be some people who need food for Shabbos, and there won't be any food available for purchase. When there was a matter of medicine that wasn't so widely available, having Mali Kuzamine, he would fill a barrel with this medicine, Vitali Bisifatibese, and he would hang it at the doorway of his home. Varman, he would say, call the boy Lacey with the shkle. Anyone who wants to come and take. He could have another say, Milsa the Shifta of a gum here. He knew the matters of this demon called Shifta, who damages people who eat without washing their hands beforehand. And therefore, he would leave a barrel of water, and he would hang it up. Varman, he'd say, call the tzarach, anyone who needs. Lacey Vileo, come and wash your hands, the lustakas, so you don't become endangered. Kiavakarach Rifta, when Rav Huna used to eat his meal, Hava Pasach Levave, he would open up his heart for Amar and say, Come on, the Tzarech, Lacey Vileo. Anyone who needs, come and eat with me. Amar Rav Rava said, Kulu, Matsinu Mekaimana. I can do all these things. I can also go around and pay for people who need money for, you know, construction. I can go and buy the leftover vegetables before Shabbos. I could go hang up medicines on my door. I could go hang up water on my door. Except for this, to invite everybody to my home. But that's not something I could do. It's just everybody who wants to come into my home, that I couldn't do. Because there are a lot of soldiers in Mechoza, where I live in Mechoza, there are tons of people who are poor. If I'd invite everybody, there would be a huge amount of people coming into my home. Now, a very famous story about walls again. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan of Agassi Baraisa. They were people, experts learning Torah. The Chiklu Milsa Tuva. They were very poor. They had no money. They were learning and learning, but they simply couldn't provide food for their family. I mean, they said, Nekim and Ezel and Avidiska. So, okay, let's get up and let's go get involved with business. Let's buy things and sell things, try to make money. When a kind of an option, and we'll fulfill it within ourselves. This pasuk. FS, however, there won't be in you a poor person. The way they read this pasuk is, it's in you to avoid being poor. So we have to fulfill this pasuk now. We've been learning Torah, but we don't have any money, so we have to go out to work and stop the learning. Azlu, they went, and Osri, Tusa, Gudu, Ru'iyah, they went, and they sat under a wall that was shaky. Avakokar, Rifta, and they were eating their bread. Osri, Malachi, Asharis, the two angels came. Shami, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Chad, L'chavrei. Rabbi Yochanan heard one saying to his friend, Nishdei, Elayu, Hai, Gudu, V'naktalinu, let's push this wall over them and kill them, because they're leaving Torah. Shamanichim, Chai, Olam, Abba, they're leaving that which is going to give them world life in the world to come. Vosn, Machai, Shan, busy instead with life only of the moment. Amal, Edith, the other one said, Shavkin, no, let's leave him. there's one of them, of these two, the Kaimeli Shaita. This is his moment. If he goes to the yeshiva right now, he's going to become the Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Yochanan Shama, Rabbi Yochanan heard, one of them, this is his moment. Ilfa lo Shama, Ilfa didn't hear the conversation. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Ilfa, Shama Marmi, did the master hear anything? Amalei, he said, no, I didn't hear anything. Amalei, he said, Midishamana, if I heard that there's one of us who has a moment. Ilfa lo Shama, Ilfa didn't hear anything. Shama Minalu didi Kaimeli Shaita. That means this is the moment for me. So he said to Ilfa, listen, I'm not going out to business, I'm going back to learn. I'm going back to learning. I'm going to fulfill a different pasuk. For there never will stop to be poor people on the earth. In other words, instead of this pasuk of stop being a poor person, I'll be a poor person on earth. I'm going to keep learning. Rabbi Yochanan came back to the yeshiva. Ilfa lo hada. Ilfa didn't go back. By the time Ilfa came back from his business, Malach Rabbi Yochanan had become king. He had become appointed Rosh Yeshiva. Amrulay, the people said to Ilfa, Yisav Mar Vigars, if the master had been sitting and learning, if you had been staying in the yeshiva, Lava Malach Mar, Rabbi Yochanan would never have been appointed as Rosh Yeshiva, you would have been appointed Rosh Yeshiva. That's because you knew more than him, and you were better in learning than he was. But you weren't around, you had left already. So Rabbi Yochanan became the Rosh Yeshiva. So Ilfa wanted to show them that he still knew everything. Azal Tal Anavshav Asker the Sfinta, he went and he hung himself on the mast of a ship. You know, you have a ship, it has a very tall pole. They mount on the pole the sail so that the sail will catch the wind and the wind will propel the ship through the ocean. So he went up to the top of this mast. Amri said, if there's somebody can ask me a law that's mentioned in the Brisos of Rabbi Masnisa, and I can't show them how that law is already in the Mishnayos of Rabbi Yudah Anasi, the film and askar to the Sfinta Vitavana, I'm going to drop myself from this mast, from this pole of the boat, and drown in the ocean. I'm going to jump. So I'm so sure that I really still know my learning. I know the Mishnayos inside out. There are brisos, there are laws that mention things that people don't know where they come from. I'm going to show them that they're in the Mishnayos. So if I can't show something, if somebody finds some law somewhere that I don't know the source, I'm jumping. Asa Usava, so there was an elderly man who came, Tanale, he came with the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Homer, somebody says to a friend of his whom he trusts that he gave him his money, and this man says when he's dying, Tenu Shekel, Levanai B'Shabbos, give a half sela, I give one shekel to my children every week. Now the truth is they have a lot of kids, his children, and they actually need double that amount. They need not one shekel, they need two shekels. But he said, "Tnu shekel abanai b'shabbos, give a shekel." So then, even though he said, "Give a shekel," nosin lahen sela, you give them every week after he dies two shekel, because had he meant to say to give only a shekel, he wouldn't have said tenu shekel, he would have said lo tenu, don't give anything el a shekel, but a shekel. In fact, he didn't say don't give anything but a shekel, he really means give a shekel. He thinks that's what works for them. He doesn't know they need more. They need more, so give them more. However, im amar, if he would have said al titnu lahem el a shekel, don't give them anything more than a shekel, then that's it. You can't give them more, even though they need more. He knows lahem el a shekel, then you can only give them a shekel. If the dying father said, Mesu Yeshua Cherem Tachtem, and he said, give to my children, and once my children die, give extra money to the money that's going to be left over to others in their place. Then Bein Shamar Tnu Shekel. Right? Then even if he said, give them a shekel each week, Bein Shamar, if he said, Al Tnu Lehem Elo Shekel, don't give them anything but a shekel. Einosim lahem el a shekel, and they can only give them a shekel because the fact that he said after them give to others means he wants some money to be left over. So if he mentioned a shekel, he means exactly a shekel. Give them a shekel. Give them half a sela every week. So this old man said to Ilfa, this is a brisa talking about different things that a dying man might say and what they mean. So what's the source for that in a mishnah? Amalei, Ilfa said, Amani Reb Meir. That's the view of Reb Meir. Tamru says, Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. There is a mitzvah to fulfill the dying wishes of a person. And therefore, since Reb Meir says you have to fulfill the dying wishes of a person, if he said, Al titnu lahem el a shekel, don't give them anything but a shekel, then you have to give them just a shekel. Or if he said, and after you give to them, give the leftovers to somebody else, that means he wants there to be leftovers, and he said, give them a shekel, it means you have to give them only a shekel. Okay, that's the story with Ilfa. And Rabbi Yochanan, I saw here, there, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein asks, you know, how could Ilfa threaten to commit suicide if he forgot some of his Torah? That doesn't seem appropriate. We have to protect our lives. So he quotes the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, the chief rabbi of Baghdad, who said, Ilfa must have been a good swimmer. So he was saying, if people come, he's going to jump into the ocean, but he's going to be able to dive and swim, so it wasn't committing suicide. That's why he didn't say, he didn't climb up to a building and say, well, anyone who comes and asks me a question, I don't know how to show them the source, I'm jumping from the building. No, the building, he couldn't do that. That would be committing suicide. But to jump from the top of the boat into the ocean, that's a diver. He knew how to swim, to go down and to go up really fast. He was a really good swimmer. So,
Wise guy. All right.
Okay, Amru, all about this is, no, in Babel, in Babel.
Buildings and walls, everything is in Babel.
In Babel, yeah.
And now they've thrown, you know, now the
Babel, these places in Babel are bad places. Now it's Fallujah and scary places. That's right, the suicide bombers are knocking down these walls. That's a big rule, you know, in general, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that there are sparks, there are nitzotzot, there are holy sparks all over the world. Hashem sends Jews to different places so that we will fulfill mitzvos in these places. And through fulfilling the mitzvos, we are causing the sparks to be elevated. But once the sparks, he had both of his hands cut off. Kitei HaMishtei Raglav, he was laying with both of his feet cut off. Kol Gufo Malishkin, and his body was filled with leprosy, with all sorts of boils. And he was in a shaky home. And the feet of his bed were placed in vessels filled with water, so that the ants not walk up to him, so that the ants don't go up the bed to him, because he didn't have hands to be able to shake them off. One time, his bed was in a shaky home. His students wanted to take his bed out and then take the utensils out. He said, no, my children, first take out the utensils, then take me out. You guys can be sure, as long as I'm in the home, the house is not falling down. They took the utensils out, then they took his bed out, and then the house fell down. So the student said to him, Rebbe, our teacher, you're such a perfect tzaddik. You know that when you're in a dangerous building, the building's staying up. So why do you have no hands and no feet and boils everywhere, and you have to sit in a bed with water around it so that the ants not come? He said to them, but my children, I caused it to myself. I was once traveling to my father-in-law's home. And I was taking with me a load that was on three donkeys. One was food. One was drink. One was different desserts. But on the echad, a poor person came. And he stood me on the road. Stood against me on the road. And he said to me, Rebbe, my teacher, Parnasani, give me livelihood. Give me some of the food. I said, okay. Just wait a minute. I have to unload the donkey. I wasn't able to unload the donkey until he passed away from hunger. I went and I fell on his face. And I said, my eyes, I didn't have compassion on your eyes. Let them become blind. My hands, I didn't have compassion on your hands. Yiskad Mele should be cut off. My feet that didn't have compassion on your feet, Yiskato should be cut off. And I didn't calm myself down until I said, Kol Gufi Eid Mele Shkin, my whole body should be filled with boils. Amulo, they said to him, Oy, Lanish, woe to us that we saw you this way. Amulo, they said, no, Oily, woe to me. In Lo Rishu Nibakach, if you hadn't seen me this way, because then when I get to the next world, I would have lost out my world to come. Why did they call him Nachmish Gamzu? Whatever would happen to him, Amr used to say, Gamzu, this too, Latova, really is for the benefit. Famous stories. One time, Yisrael, Doron Levei Kesar. The Jews wanted to send a present to the home of the Caesar, the ruler of Rome. Amr, they said, Man Yezu, who can go? And they said, Yezu Nachmish Gamzu, the Mlum Nisnu. We should send Nachmish Gamzu because he always gets miracles. They sent him a full treasure chest with precious stones and pearls. Azal, he went. He slept in this home, in this certain hotel. Belila, that night, the other residents in this hotel got up. They took his treasure chest. They took out all the precious stones. From a little afron, they filled it with regular dirt that he shouldn't realize. And he always felt everything is a bracha. He matzah when he got to Rome. Sharinu l'sifte, they opened up this treasure chest. Chazanu, and they saw the malu afron that was filled with just dirt. Boom, akum mitzinu l'kulu. The king wanted to kill all these Jews. Amar, he said, kamachaychati biyudai. The Jews are laughing at me. They're making fun of me. Amar Nachmish Gamzu said, Gamzu l'tova. This is a bracha. Asaliyo, Eliyo Anavi then showed up for the king. He appeared like one of the ministers of the king. Amaliyah said, maybe this is dirt from the dirt of Avram Avinu. The dirt of their father Avram was used to defeat the four kings. The Kihava Shali Avram, he would throw the dirt. Havu Saifi would turn into swords. So Gili, when he would throw the hay, Havu Giri would turn into arrows. Havu Giri Ne'apachakash. The hay would turn into arrows. The Chsiv, it says, Yitin ka'afar charbo kikash nidav kashto. So have yachad midinta d'lomatzim mechpeshe. There was this country that weren't able to conquer. But they tried to test it out. They took some of this dirt, they threw it, they kifshu, and they conquered the country. Sa'ilu ve'gnazi, they took him into the treasure of the king. Umilu l'sifte, and they filled this treasure chest with havanim tovos and margolios, with precious stones and pearls. V'shadru b'yakarab, and they sent him away with a lot of honor. So he also, when he came, again he went to sleep in that same inn. They said, "My Isis Badach, what did you bring with you to the Caesar? He does for you so much honor that he sends you away with honor and with these precious stones." He said, "My Dishkil to me, Hacha, Amthalasa, whenever I took from here is what I brought to there." So suddenly they tore apart their whole building. And they brought all the dirt from under the building to the king. They said to him, "Hi, Afid Isaac, this is this dirt that was brought to here. Vididanu, it was from us. It was miracle dirt. But cool, they checked out this dirt. Loshkachu, they didn't find that it did anything good. Katlun l'hanach v'yirai, they killed all those people." All right, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ezo yidever, what is a plague? Ir motziyah chamesh meos ragli, a city that produces 500 young footmen, 500 healthy guys, and three people die one after the next in 3 days." Let's see, a city produces 1,500 footmen. Like Kfar Akko. And 9 people died, unfortunately, over 3 days. Day after day. That's also a plague. And they need to start fasting with the extreme fasts. Let's say all 9 died biyom echad. They all died on one day. Or they died over 4 days. Then ain zadever. That's not a plague. You don't have to create fasts. If you have a small city that only has 500 young, healthy people, 500 healthy people, like the Kfar Amiku, and 3 people died in it, one after the next of the healthy people, that is certainly plague. And if the 3 people died in one day, over 4 days, in Zadever, that's not considered Devon. Okay, now a story. Drokarta. This was the city, Drokarta. It was a city that had 500 healthy people. And 3 people died in it in one day. Because Rav Nachman Bar Chisda, Ta'anisa, Rav Nachman Bar Chisda disagreed with the Braisa. He said, even if they all die in one day, that's also Dever, and we need a fast. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman Bar Chisda, Kenan, who are you following? It's following the view of a mayor. It's an Amr who said in regards to an animal that is becoming a shor muad, an animal habituated for goring. So Amr said, "Rishik negichos of chayev." If the three acts of goring were separated, that already enough to establish it as a gorer, and you have to pay full damages for the goring. Kiv negichos of, if the acts of goring are happening one after the next, lokolshkin, certainly that's a sign that it is a gorer. So if deaths happen over 3 days, we have an epidemic here. Certainly if the deaths happen over one day, we have an epidemic here. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Leikumar, Leisil Gaban. The master should come and live with us. In other words, come live with us. It's a Very special place. Amalei, you'll be honored here. Amalei, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman Bar Chisda. Tanina, we're going to rise. Rav Yossi says, Lo makom shel adam mechabdo. It's not the place of the person that gives him honor. Ela adam mechabedes mekamo. It's the person who gives the place honor. Shekein l'sinu v'har Sinai, like you find with Har Sinai. It's not the place that matters. It's what happens there that matters. Kol ma shechina shruya lav. As long as the divine presence was on Har Sinai, Amritor, the Torah says, Gamatzon Rabakarl Yerul Mular. Also, the sheep and the cattle can't pasture there. But once the Shechina leaves, Amritor, the Torah says, M'shochei Ovel, as the shofar goes for the long blast, showing that the Shechina is leaving, Hem Yalu Bahar, all can enter, all can go up onto the mountain. That's what we also find with the Mishkan in the desert. She calls Manchu Natui as long as it was set up. Amritor, the Torah says, they have to send out of the camp anyone who has the tzuma that comes out of their bodies. But once the curtains are rolled up, people who are zav or mitzora are allowed to enter there. Amalei Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman Rav Kizah said to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Iyaki, if so, make him another Gabi Mar. I want to go move to be with you. Amalei said, no. So he said to him, Mutav Yavo Mane Ben Pras. It's a mana ben mana. So he said, better that the 100, the child of the 50, should go to the 100 child of the 100. Yavo mana ben mana, it's a mana ben pras. And the 100, the child of the 100, shouldn't go to the 100, the child of 50. In other words, you are Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. So in other words, you are a person who's the son of a great person. So it's not right for you to move to me. If anything, if anyone should move, I, who's not the son of such a great man, I'm just Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I'm the one who should be moving to you. In Surah, Havas Debarta, there was a plague, epidemic. However, Shibusa de Rav, the neighborhood of Rav, Lo Havas Debarta, there was no plague, people weren't dying. Savarmine, they thought, Mishum Deschuta de Rav Enafish, because of Rav having many merits. Yischaz Lebechilma, so they had the following dream. Rav, the Nefisha Schutei Tuva, Rav, who has so many merits, Hamil saw such a thing to protect the people from death. Zuchel Rav is too small for Rav. El Mishuma Hu Gabra, the Shal Mara, Uzvil Kvura, but it's because of the merit of this person who used to lend out his shovel to help people do burials. From the mitzvah of burial, he had a merit that around him people weren't dying. In Drukart, also Havaglikta, there was a fire. Shagusid Ravuna, the town of Ravuna, the neighborhood of Ravuna, lo Abu Leika, there was no fire. Some of my neighbors, Shagusid Ravuna, the Nafish. Again, people thought it's because of the merits of Ravuna, who has so many merits, that's why there's no fire here. Yischaz Lebechilma, they appeared to them in a dream. Hi, Zutulid Ravuna, this is too small for Ravuna. El Mishma, he eats it. It's because of this lady. The Machamta Tanura, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. She heats her oven every Friday. And she lends it out to everybody in the neighborhood that they can all use it without paying her. And therefore, the merit of the fire of her oven, this neighborhood is protected from fire. They said, Ravuna, Asukamse, the locusts are coming. So Gazer Tanisa, so he made a fast day. They said, Lokam Afsadan, but they're not eating any of our produce. We don't need a fast day. He said to them, I don't understand. Are they bringing their own provisions with them? Are they bringing food with them? If they're not eating yet, maybe they're going to be eating soon. They said, Ravuna, Ika Muslim Chaziri, there is a plague of death amongst the pigs. So Gazer Tanisa made a fast day. Maybe because of Rav Yehuda, does Rav Yehuda hold Mak Meshuleches B'min Echad Meshuleches B'chol Aminim, that if you have some traveling illness amongst animals, it's going to go to other things, to kosher animals, to people. So look, it's not that he holds that in general a plague with animals is going to spread to the kosher animals, but rather Shani Chazir, the pigs are different. The Damim Le'ayelu B'nei Ensha, their intestines are like human intestines, and therefore if the pigs have some type of illness, it might spread from the pigs to the people. And therefore when the pigs were dying, he made a fast. Amalei L'Shmuel said to Shmuel, Ika Mosna Be'chozai, there's death going on in this town Be'chozai. Gazer Ta'anisa, so he said, okay, fast day. Amalei, they said, but it's far from us. Amalei said, Lekam Abra'achad B'sikle, there is no river to stop what's going on there from here. What's going on there is going to come here. Amalei Rav Nachman said to Rav Nachman, Ika Mosna Ba'ardi Yisrael, there is a plague of death in Israel. Gazer Tanisa, so he made a fast. Amay Yisraelim Gvira, if the mistress, namely the important land, Eretz Yisrael Loka, is going to get Shivcha, the maid, namely Bavel, Lokol Shekein might be hit as well. Tama, the Gvira of Shivcha. Apparently it's because this is the important city and this is the less prominent place. Shivcha, the Shivcha, but let's say you have two places. Let's say Bavel in India, and there's a plague in India. So two maids, maybe not. Ivo Amalei Lishmuel, but didn't they say to Shmuel, Ika Mosna Mechozai, there is death in Bechozai, and Gazer Tarnisi, he made a fast where he was. Shani Asma, there is different. Himid Ika Shearasa, since there are caravans going from place to place, the Lavi, the Asibadzai, they're going to, the death is going to accompany the caravan and come with them to this place. Abba Umna, he was a doctor, used to do bloodletting. Havazle Sham Sifted Rukia Koyoma, every day used to get peace from the yeshiva of heaven. There would be a voice coming out from heaven saying, Shalom Alecha to you. Well, Abaye, but to Abaye, it was only called Mal Yom to the Shabbos. He'd only hear the voice from heaven on every Friday wishing him peace. Well, Rabbi called Mal Yom to the Kippur, only on Erev Yom Kippur. Abaye felt bad, feeling that Abba Umna, who's a doctor, is better than him. Only they told him from heaven, well, Matzis L'Nebekuvde, you couldn't do what he's doing. If you try to be a doctor, you couldn't be like him. But he can't do like you. What's his greatness? When he would have to take out the blood from people, he would see men separately from the women. He would keep tznius. Basically, he would have a special garment that had a horn, the havas bezia, and this garment had a cut, kikusilta, so that a person could put the knife in to open up the vein to get the blood out. So when a woman would come who needed to have blood taken out, have a malbishla, he would put this, he would have her wear this garment, that he shouldn't look at her. And he had a place that was very modest, the Shadabib Shita the Shakil, that where people used to throw their coins. The Islay, someone who had money, Shadibay, would throw the money there. The less, someone who didn't have money, Lo Michsef, wouldn't be embarrassed because he didn't have to pay. He had his family, the Tzumar Rabbanu, would have a Torah scholar, Agamine Lo Shakli, wouldn't take any money from him. Vavasa Dukai, and after the Torah scholar would get up to leave, actually the doctor, Yaiv Leipshiti, would give to him the money. Farmalin would say, Zil, Bri Nafsheikh, go heal yourself. Okay, Bezos Hashem, we'll continue on Shabbos Kodesh.